It's 4:15 here at KLQP-FM.
I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time now for Coffee at the Merck. Let's get together with Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead and see what's happening at Madison Mercantile, a very special place right at the south end of Madison's Main Street.
Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Madison Mercantile. Paul Ramo and Chris Shelstead broadcasting live from the Merc today. And, Chris, I don't have coffee. I have a zero-sugar Sprite I'm drinking today.
Look at you. I'm being all healthy. I'm doing, like, 3 shots of espresso, so I got enough coffee for both of us right here. No problem.
How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I think we're all recovering from such a hot weekend. You know, we helped out with the Earthrise going away party open house for Cannon at Fernholz. And we did the food and we set up all the tables. We got the party ready and helped those ladies have a nice send off. But it was hot. It was 100 million degrees out. But I'm figuring if Cannonette at 87 and 88 could stand out there all day, so could I.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
Good crowd showed up for
we
that.
We did. We had over, I want to say, 250 people came and went. And it was a beautiful, beautiful day for them, and we all endured the heat just fine.
Yep, that's
just
right.
Fine. Yeah.
Yeah, they're two amazing women, aren't they?
They sure are, and they're moving on to their next chapter in Shakopee at the Mother House, and they've got a lot of friends down there, and you know, it's just really exciting for them to be able to do this while they're still able to enjoy it, and we're wishing them the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's happening at the Merc? You've got a ton of things going on here.
We do. So we have in August, we've got a number of musical events, we've got a number of partner events, and things like that. So I want to touch on them, but first I want to mention our fundraiser.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Because none of this stuff can happen if we don't, you know, raise a little funds now and then, right?
Takes money to do things.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So we launched the Hometown Keepers Fund, which if you go to our website or our Facebook page, you'll see. We're just encouraging people to click on our fundraising platform and do $8 a month. $8 a month. If we get a
cup of coffee.
Right. Well, that'd be an expensive cup of coffee. You can get one for less here.
Okay.
But less than lunch, something like that. And you can be part of this inaugural bunch of people who can help us keep the lights on. You know, it's been fabulous the last 5 years. We've written a lot of grants. We've had some donations. We've had so many great volunteers. We've had so much great stuff happen here. But it takes money to kind of keep it going and keep it going. So this Hometown Keepers Fund is a great opportunity for a lot of people to give a little.
Right.
And all together, we can make good things happen.
Make a big difference, that's
big
for sure.
Big difference, right.
So how can people do that? A number of ways, or
they can go to our website and click on the fundraising icon to go to the Facebook page.
What's the website?
It's madisonmercantile.com.
Okay, that's easy enough.
Yep, it is. Or you can go to the Madison Mercantile Facebook page. And a lot of this funding, it's funding for all operations, but a lot of it's geared toward the Prairie Arts Center. So expect to see some clips and informational things about the Prairie Arts Center and history and memories about the Prairie Arts Center, because we know that a lot of people just have some great memories and great nostalgia for the space. So we're going to kind of tug on those heartstrings, and hopefully people will do that $8 a month and help us keep going.
And you can do more $8 a month if you like.
You know, and a couple people have. We've got a few really nice monthly donations, and, you know, people have been generous.
Right.
And, you know, if you find something at the Merc or at the Prairie Arts Center that makes you happy or that you appreciate in your town, just go ahead and help us out. Or, in addition, let us know what we can do for you. We've got all sorts of projects going on. We've got all sorts of music and theater and things like that, or markets. And if one of those things is important to you, you can actually donate and let us know what you want to support. What is it that makes you want to give that support? So
That's
we're excited
right.
about that.
Good.
Speaking of events, speaking about markets, we've been having our makers and farmers markets every Wednesday. We do it all year round. But in the summer, of course, it's mostly a producers and makers market. So finally, the vegetables are coming in. So last week, we finally had some beans and cucumbers and things like that. So we expect that's going to get better and better as the summer goes on. But you can also come if you have something handmade like jewelry. We have the bread makers. We've got Janelle and Janelle Kennedy and Ann Bernholtz that alternate Wednesdays. But we also now have a new vendor who's here during the week as well. We have Countryside Flower Farm.
Wow, look at all the flowers over there.
Oh, yeah, sunflowers like crazy. And so if you're looking for a really pretty, simple wildflower bouquet like that, come on by and take a look at Countryside Flower Farm's flowers. And they'll be here at markets, but they'll be here during the week as well.
Okay, yeah, they really look. Look at the sunflower bouquet they put together over there.
It's gorgeous.
That's sunflowers, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, and you just talked to my egg lady.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, let's talk about eggs. So we carry Toad Hill Farm eggs here, and Tobin and Davis run Toad Hill Farms, and their eggs are delicious, aren't they?
They absolutely are.
Yeah, they are so good. Their shells are really hard. The yolks are really orange. And once you start eating really good farm eggs, it's kind of impossible to go back, isn't it?
Big difference.
Big difference. Yep. Much, much healthier.
I enjoyed visiting with her. I asked her, what do you feed your chickens? And, you know, they roam all the time. They're not caged up.
Right. They roam, but they're also small grain farmers, so they have organic grains. Mm-hmm. They eat really good food, and they run around and eat bugs and do all those things that help their eggs be healthy. And they've got 350 chickens out there right now.
Cool.
And they're going to go get bigger. So Toad Hill Farm eggs, they go fat. She just stocked the fridge today.
That's right.
But they go fast around here.
I see. I love your honey. I buy your honey here.
Yeah, that's Weedy Honey. Weedy Honey out of Dawson.
Yep.
So that is excellent. And everybody knows eating local honey is good for you, good for your immune system. So
that's right.
Come on by. If other people out there have local products they'd like us to put on the shelves and market and stuff, come and visit with us. We have space, and we'd love, love, love to help you get your business off the ground.
Sandhill Mill, too?
Sandhill Mill, always here.
They're
good pancake mix. Yeah.
Beautiful pancake.
And that's, you know, I have friends who are gluten-free and gluten. They're trying to stay away from
intolerant.
Gluten. And that flour seems to be tolerated by a lot of people who have that issue. So,
I've heard that, too.
Yeah, good stuff. So, and on that note, let me talk about the kitchen. I got to tell you.
All right, community kitchen.
Ooh, the community shared kitchen. This has been our dream for a couple of years now. And if anybody's ever built a commercial kitchen or even remodeled your own kitchen, you know, it's a lot.
Yep.
It's a lot. It's expensive, and it's difficult to get everything in place. So we are finally moving down that road. We've got all the equipment. We've got the walls in, electrical, plumbing. The floors are going to get done this week. Let's hope everything gets done there. And then it's just putting up that range hood. And that range hood is like, that's the big ticket item. So once that goes up, we'll be rocking and rolling and ready to open that kitchen to people who need a commercial kitchen to do their thing.
People said they wanted a community kitchen?
Yep.
That's why you're building it?
Yep. We did a survey a couple years ago working with Land Stewardship Project. And identified the need for a space, a commercial kitchen, where people could process agricultural items, start businesses, things like that. So we're really excited that it's really moving along. And with any luck, we'll have that done by the end of August. And I've said that for a couple of years now, but I really feel it can happen by the end of August this time. So,
okay.
Yeah, pretty exciting. And then, of course, we have events. I'm going to hit the ones for this week really quick.
A lot of things going on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday is our normal market day. And we have community coffee at 1 o'clock on Wednesdays as well. But this Wednesday, we're partnering with the Madison Public Library as well at Prairie Arts Center. And that's one of those fabulous partnerships that I just want to highlight. Doing things with the library, whether it's art projects or theater projects, and doing things with the Lac Parle Historical Society, that is just so much fun to all work together to make great things happen in the community. So this time on Wednesday the 29th, the Madison Public Library is having Once Upon a Beanstalk, which is a children's theatrical production presented by Climb Theater. So it starts at 10 o'clock on August 29th, or no, July 29th.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it looks like my Facebook post is wrong. I got to fix it.
Oh, you got to fix that. What did you put?
I don't know. I got to go look. Anyway, yes, that's Once Upon a Beanstalk. That's coming up later. And then this weekend, Wednesday the 29th, we have music by David Stoddard and Karen Mall. They just happen to be in town. They're friends of ours. They're traveling through, and they're going to do great music for us.
When is that?
That's this Wednesday, day after tomorrow, about 6 o'clock. So come for market, get some bread, hang out, hear some music. Going to be great. It might be a rainy day. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, we need rain.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that would be awesome.
All right.
And then as we go through the months, we've got so much going on. We've got Mark Stewart is going to be here at the Merck. He's a musician who's been here before. He's a great country roots kind of guy that's going to be here August 1st at the Merck at about 7 o'clock. And then a big event we're doing August 14th is a group called the Squid City Slingers.
Hmm.
And they are here for Squid Fest in Granite Falls the next day. So they've decided to do a show for us the day before on that Friday night.
Nice.
That'll be at the Prairie Arts Center, and we're hoping to have food trucks and things for that. That'll be a blast. And then we have the open mic showcase August 21st. That is, you know, we have open mic here.
Yep.
Every, like, the third Friday of every month.
Okay.
So much talent around here. Bryce Dempsey runs that for us and does a great job.
But yeah, Becky...
Andrew
was up on the stage the other night.
Yeah, Becky Schmidt. You know, we still
Becky
say
Schmidt, yeah.
We still use names from 50 years ago.
Yeah, 50 years ago. Becky Schmidt, yeah.
Yeah, she got up and sang.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful turnout. But we once a quarter or so, we like to move open mic over to the Prairie Arts Center and make it kind of a bigger deal. So that's going to be August 21st. So really hoping to get some folks, maybe some new folks who haven't tried it yet, to come on down to the Prairie Arts Center on August 21st. And, you know, it's kind of nice to do it there because you can't really see the audience. It's a little more, you know, it's a little more far away from the audience. So if you're a little nervous about open mic, it's easier to do it in the Prairie Arts Center.
It is, yeah. It's more homey and comfy here,
though. Yeah, it is. It's easier to do it here for some reasons. But on the note of the Prairie Arts Center, you'll see some construction going on over there this week. We are putting in some new steps. So if you've ever walked up the steps of the Prairie Arts Center and opened that door and had to, like, step backwards to open it, feels a little precarious, we're fixing that. We're putting a deck up there. So it'll be a nice 8-foot deck right at the landing of the door, and then steps going down that are wider with some handrails, because we noticed last winter when the steps were slippery, it could get pretty dangerous.
Yep.
So
good idea.
Yep, and I want to thank the City of Madison for helping us with that. We got the CIP grant, the Commercial Improvement Grant, to help us get those steps updated for folks.
Okay.
So the building will still be open. You could use the ramp to get inside, but we're going to do some construction on those steps.
Good.
It's going to be a blast. And we're really, really enjoying things at the Prairie Arts Center. And people are coming to visit us. They're like, hey, we have a theater production we want to do. We have the Montevideo Creatives and Starlight Theater and Monty are looking at using the theater for some of their productions
as well.
Yeah, and Lacparo Players, I got to put a shout out to Lacparo Players all the time. They've got some Christmas event in the works right now, so stay tuned for that. We're probably going to be looking for folks to be involved in that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Boy, take a breath, Chris.
I know. It's a good thing I had three shots espresso.
Espresso.
I can't even remember.
A lot of caffeine.
Yeah, it's been a long few weeks with a lot going on, and this heat just saps you, but August is going to be all about good music and good company.
Yep. Well, thanks, Chris, for all you do here in Madison. Just a great place. I enjoy coming here all the time. I'm almost a daily visitor.
Well, we like it. If you didn't show up, we'd probably have to call the radio station to make sure you're okay.
Do a welfare check on me,
A welfare check, exactly.
No, a great place. You've done a super job with it. 5 years, did you say?
Yeah, it's getting there. I think our anniversary, I'm going to have to look whether it's five this past year or coming up on five.
Okay.
It's amazing how quick time flies when you're having a good time.
And then you are having a good time, but it's a lot of work.
It is,
so
it is.
I just want to encourage people, too, to go to their Facebook page or their website and donate. And so we get this, like I said, it takes a lot of money to operate things. Nothing happens for free.
Right, but just a little bit can help us a lot.
That's right. All right, thanks, Chris. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Paul, as usual. Now, do you have to go out in the heat?
I do.
Oh, good luck to you.
All right.
See you later.
All right, that's Chris Shelstead, and that's another Coffee at the Merck.